there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll hear about one of Houston's best-kept secrets, the 1940 Air Terminal Museum at Hobby Airport. We'll remember the final battle of the Texas Revolution, the Battle of San Jacinto, winning Texas independence from Mexico. And with all the confusion and chaos in the world today, we need to remember God is the answer. God is always the answer. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Anything but quiet time, hosted by semi-normal people. Well, sort of normal people. Okay, they ain't normal, but they are my good friends, Rochelle and Carter. And they discuss God's Word and how it applies to daily life. Anything But Quiet Time is an inside look at what they're learning as they read through the Bible. It's kind of like that conversation that happens when you attend a really cool small group at your church. Search for it at hopenation.org. God always gives us what we need. Maybe not everything we want, but He certainly meets our needs. We've all been overwhelmed with the bad news, from relationship problems to bank failures to weather catastrophes and everything in between. Everywhere we look, we're getting bombarded with bad news. Although it may not always feel like it, God is right there with you and me. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "Rest assured that God has everything you need through Him." God says to keep our focus. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, "Keep your eyes on Christ, who is the source of your hope." God also says we must believe. Romans 8:28 says, "Believe that God works in all things for your good because you love Him." We will overcome the bad news, but we must put God first and pray that He heals our world. And when He does heal it, let's be sure to give Him the praise He deserves. How would your faith change if you knew how to pray and felt confident that God hears you? We know prayer can seem difficult and is surrounded by guilt and shame. Our desire is for you to feel confident and comfortable in your prayer, understanding that God loves when you talk to Him, even about mundane things in life. Join Pastor Chad for his prayer podcast, Talking to God. Search for it at hopenation.org. The Texas Revolution had been a hard-fought fight, from the Alamo to the Goliad Massacre, the runaway scrape, and all of the other battles and hardships that the Volunteer Army of Texas had to endure. But Texian General Sam Houston had rallied his army of 910 men, crossed Buffalo Bayou on the Lynchburg Ferry on April 21, 1836, and launched a surprise attack on Mexican General Santa Anna's army of 1,200 men at the Battle of San Jacinto. The battle cry was, "Remember the Alamo, remember Goliad." The battle didn't last long. It was over in just 18 minutes. And just like that, Texas won its independence from Mexico. Today, the San Jacinto Monument stands tall and proud on the San Jacinto Battlegrounds in La Porte as a reminder of the brave soldiers that fought for Texas independence. There's a museum inside the monument that you can go inside. You can also go all the way up to the top of the monument and get a good look at Houston from up there. By the way, the San Jacinto Monument is the tallest monument in the world, standing at 567 feet with a 220-ton Texas Star on top. Yes, it's taller than the Washington Monument. A visit to the San Jacinto Monument is a great Texas history lesson, and whether you're a homeschool group or just a curious Texan like me, it's well worth the trip. I'll post a link to the museum, if you like, on my Facebook fan page so you can check it out. My friend and author Kim Weir hosts a podcast called The Art of Friendship. Kim will help you improve your already existing relationships and understand how to invest in others wanting to connect. With humor, honesty, and transparency, Kim guides the conversation with friends and experts to help you discover how life-changing and life-giving friendships can be yours. Search for it at hopenation.org. Houston's original municipal airport is now a wonderful vintage museum. The 1940 Air Terminal Museum shows off the entire history of air travel in Houston. They have wonderful collectibles and artifacts from Pan Am, TWA, Eastern Airlines, Continental, Texas International Airlines, and Braniff. Remember the different color planes Braniff had? This terminal served Houston back when travelers dressed in their finest clothes and headed for exotic destinations on prop liners like the Douglas DC-3 and the Lockheed Constellation. Air travel back then was brimming with luxury. I can only imagine what air travelers may have thought air travel might be in the future. They would be very disappointed, I'm pretty sure. The 1940 Air Terminal Museum is a small building compared to what we know as big airports nowadays. Back then, to get on your plane, you just walked out the back door onto the runway, go up the stairs, and board your flight. The 1940 Air Terminal Museum has open house once a month called Wings and Wheels. It's a special show of airplanes and cars. It's the third Saturday of every month. If you like aviation and taking a look back at where air travel came from, you'll enjoy the 1940 Air Terminal Museum. It's located just off of Telephone Road at Hobby Airport. Well, it's time for me to skedaddle lickety-split. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.